Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, you guys are getting ready for big crowds.
Yes, Royal. By faith, we believe that the people will come.
They always have.
They have for the last years, and we believe they're going to do it again. And even the very first time right after we got the cross up and the first Easter before we had any roads or anything, there was no way to get there, but the cross was up. And I decided to go up there sunrise Easter morning, just me and the Lord. And I went up there, and I think there was a dozen people up there having sunrise service.
And they didn't even have roads up there.
And there was no roads, and they had brought the Lord's Supper. They had brought a guitar. And there were different people. They weren't even the same group. And literally, that was our first service on that mountain. And since then, by the grace of God, we've had many services. That was 2010 July that went up. So I guess the first service, even though it was unofficial, was in 2011.
Now you have a big stage.
And now we got stage, music, worship, miracles, signs and wonders.
Unbelievable experience.
Holy Spirit comes every year. And it's really awesome. It's a non-denominational service. And so we're getting ready for that. And we also, it's going to be beautiful. For y'all to come see, the wildflowers are blooming, and thanks to the volunteer work of Kathy Lyles and other people like that, Billy Long Landscaping, and Paul Newsom Irrigation, and AAA Landscaping. It's just a beautiful place this time of year.
The date of our Easter celebration.
Well, Easter is April the 31st. No. Or March
31st.
Yeah, Saturday.
Sunday, and Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, and then
so that's
Easter
weekend
is
weekend of March 31st.
Yes.
Okay.
And don't confuse
is,
me,
when
Roy.
Does it
don't
start out
me.
On Saturday morning?
What time does it start on Saturday morning? I believe we start at 11 o'clock. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. All right. Everybody's nodding your head.
Sunday morning it starts at
7:30.
Real early. Sunrise.
This year we're going to actually do it at 7:30, 30 minutes later, because it's dark, and getting up that hill with a lot of people can be a challenge.
Yeah, okay. And 7:30 this
yeah,
year,
right.
Easter morning. All right, what's our miracle of the week?
Well, God does lots of kinds of miracles. Anybody that knows him knows he does all kinds of miracles. And one of the miracles that he does is provision and favor, and where he actually, if you need something, he'll give you favor with somebody. If you need money, he'll give you money to help you if you'll just ask him and to meet the needs that you've got in your family. And recently we were contacted by the editors of Charisma Magazine, and they've been following the story of the garden, and they are one of the biggest and oldest Christian magazines in the world. And they're going to do a feature story, Roy, on the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden. And it's going to be in the April issue, so it should be out anytime. And so you guys be praying for that, because we're hoping that it'll attract people to Jesus and to his garden.
Well, Max, we have some guests today. One we had last week, Jeff Anderson. We have another one back that's I was going to say old friend, but we'll say O-L-E friend. You got to be careful there.
Yeah.
If you would introduce them.
Yes, we have the beautiful Lueta Roschke.
Yeah, she's close to me, so I gotta be careful.
And the ugly Jeff Anderson.
I'll take the beautiful over the old.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And these are two really incredible friends. Lueta, of course, is on the board with us at the Coming King Foundation. She's helped us with all the previous Easter events that we had, we've been doing, and she does helps arrange the music and the people and the worship team. She's also an incredible evangelist, pastor lady that also does ministry. Has an amazing personal testimony, which she shared last year at Easter, that just blew everybody away. And so she's here, and she's, again, arranging everything for the events. She's going to give us some of the details. And then we got Jeff Anderson, and he's been volunteering, for years, helping us put on the Easter thing and the logistics thing. He's greatly gifted in coordinating and putting people and things together to make it work. And his beautiful wife, Barbara, is on the board and so he doesn't have any choice but to help us, because she just makes sure, he won't get to eat anymore.
It works that way,
unless
doesn't
he helps us. He won't feed him anymore. And so Jeff is now helping us do a lot of the things that make this happen. So we've got them both here today to tell you about what's coming up at Easter.
Well, Lueta, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you.
All right. Tell us a little about what people can expect to see when they come up to this event.
Well,
here.
I should say here. Right. On Saturday, the 31st, that's the day that we have the different musical guests. Some of them are worship bands. Some of our individual Christian music artists. And we also have some that are traditional. We just kind of do a variety of guests. It's not about a denomination. In fact, it's all denominations that
come. You've
been
producing this now, I think, since
several
the inception,
years.
Right?
Well, since we started doing an official one, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we set up our PA system, and we have the groups come
in
and out.
Which, by the way, it's a nice system. It's a big system.
Yes, it is. And it is amazing to see the different worship groups. And we also have pastors and just people,
evangelists,
mm-hmm. People with ordinary people with testimonies. So what happens every hour, there's a different musical group and there's a different speaker.
Yeah, and that is exceptional in the world. I mean, I don't know too many places that are going on top of a mountain under a giant 77-foot cross and worshiping the Lord on Easter, and to have all the different denominations come together in unity. And that's an amazing thing to see. We got the Baptists, we got the Church of Christ, we got the Assembly of God.
And I remember you had a Jewish
rabbi
yeah, before. And, of course,
he believed in Jesus as Yeshua Messiah. But yes, I mean, so that's one of the really unique things. It's the whole body of Christ unites together to worship God and Jesus on Easter morning.
And we also have people that don't know, that come to attend that don't know the Lord. They've never had a personal relationship. And once they get up there, things happen,
Right.
And they experience
right.
God.
You, Lueta, through the course of doing all these things and doing the music, have you ever had an experience with anybody particular that came to Jesus while you were doing your music or afterwards?
I've had some come up and say that it really touched them because of something going on in their life that mm-hmm. is exactly what they needed. We've had several that while we've been leading worship, my group and I, and I'm sure it happens with other groups as well, that the visible glory of God has come upon them.
While they, you're singing.
Yeah, and some were just like slain in the spirit.
Yeah, stunned, fell over under the power of God. Uh-huh. And the glory she's talking about looks like glitter. Mm-hmm. So when you see it, it's like fine glitter that just starts forming on people's hands and faces and clothes and their Bibles. And it's just an awesome experience for people when they, you know, mm-hmm. most people have never experienced that.
Now, you're still on, you're on television still. When is that?
It's Impact Christian Network. I have a show called Be Free. It airs four times on there. And then I have a little radio show on KERV in Kerrville.
In Kerrville. Okay. And that's when?
That's on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
On KERV. All mm-hmm. right. Well, Max, we've got Jeff Henderson back. Why don't you talk to him and visit with him about what he's involved in.
Okay, Jeff, why don't you come up and tell us what people can expect and what they need to do and be prepared for and what they might need to know if they're going to come join us.
What they can expect is a lot of compassionate love. We'll have over 100 volunteers, and the only reason these volunteers, they drive the vehicles to shuttle people to the top, they welcome, and they do so many things. They're there to pray and encourage others, and they're there because they have these compassionate hearts to share the love of Jesus Christ with their people. So it's an exciting time, and our volunteers get more from it than even the visitors. But I think the visitors are pleased by the experience that they've enjoyed in recent years.
Now, Jeff is also the our head fire marshal of our volunteer fire department. We up in Kerrville, we start fires. We don't put them out. And they're fires of the Holy Spirit. And Jeff is the fire marshal of our tour guide chaplains. We've got close to 50 trained tour guide chaplains.
And they can be – they know, you know who they are by how?
Well, they wear a red apron mm-hmm. and a servant's apron. And Jeff coordinates them and trains them, and they'll be there to serve. And if people want prayers, then they're there. They're going to
be
assisting.
Identified very easily by the red
That's
apron.
That's right. And you can know that they're safe to pray with. Right. And they're, again, from all different Christian denominations. But we agree on the basics. The basics of the cross, the basics of the gospel, the things that all true Christians should agree on.
They'll be there praying. They'll be there sharing the love of Jesus with others and probably even some baptisms.
Water baptisms.
I'm going to ask Jeff and Loetta both this question. Why do Christians celebrate Easter? Loetta, you first.
Well, in other religions, okay, that's not Christianity, it is rules and regulations, but with Christianity, it's a relationship. And to have a relationship, it has to be with a living person. And Jesus Christ is alive. If he had died, but he never rose again from the grave, then what good would it be? What he did would be of none effect. But he actually died and rose again, is at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, and his power. Then he gave us that power, the keys to the kingdom. You can't say that about any other religion. That's a religion, but we have a relationship.
Jeff?
Well, much the same thing. Did Jesus rise from the dead? It's a day that we walk in faith and say we know that he did, that it's a living, living experience. And the New Testament speaks to this, that that it's the power of the resurrection. In fact, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, there wouldn't be this new life, this new creation, these new possibilities that are created for us. The Word says that all power was given to Jesus, both on heaven and on earth. And it's the day that we celebrate that power and experience it.
We also celebrate the fact that God can completely take a life that's so broken and that feels like it's just dead and over with, and he can cause them to experience a resurrection, a personal resurrection, when they encounter his presence and experience him. And that's one thing that we have seen happen over and over and over right. and over again up there on that hill, and especially for resurrection morning.
We've seen the power of suicide even overcome yes. Through the testimonies. And we've seen miracles occur during these processes that just overwhelm you. Mm-hmm. But it's so beautiful to see the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at work.
Because he's alive.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask all of you this question. So is Easter, in your opinion, the most significant Christian holiday? Max?
Absolutely.
Of course. Yeah, it actually is. I mean, every day we're supposed to be celebrating Christ, which we should. And when you really get to know him, that's what you do every day. But this one day of Easter, it changed the planet. And because Christ went to the cross for our sins, and he chose to, he went willingly. The Jews didn't kill him. The Romans didn't kill him. He gave himself up for our sins so that we might get to go to heaven, because God can only allow what's perfect into his heaven. And through the blood of Jesus, we're made perfect even though we're flawed as people, he makes us perfect. And so that's why it's the most important holiday of Christians, because it recognizes that we were made acceptable to an awesome, holy God.
Jeff?
I agree with all of that, and it's just it's a wonderful opportunity for us to just reconnect in this busy world with the very fact that Jesus' resurrection from the dead changed everything.
Rita?
I would just say to anyone listening that if they need a resurrection in their life, if they need to be everything to turn around, a change, a turnaround in their life, they need to come that morning and that both days, Saturday and Sunday, and it's free. Salvation is free.
Yep.
The event is free.
And you don't have to be a member of a church.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to even have any creed or whatever. Anybody can come. All are welcome at the foot of the cross, as old Billy Graham has said, forever and ever and ever.
Well, we got this Easter event coming up. Is there a cost? And if so, what are your needs?
Well, yes, there are costs. It costs about $15,000 a year to put the programs on. So we look to donors to help support that and to
sponsors.
And sponsors.
Okay.
Yeah,
and,
but it's free to people. It's free to anybody that can come, but we sure would appreciate somebody helping us cover the cost.
And that brings us to how people can reach us for anything. How do they get in touch with us?
Well,
Max,
they can through the Coming King Foundation is the way to do that, and just go to the website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. Or they can call us at our phone number, 830-928-7774.
And I'm always available, and you can text me, 830-928-3575. You'll get an immediate reply.
One more time.
830-928-3575.
Well, Max and Sherry, Jeff Anderson, Loretta Roschke, thank you for being with us this week.
Thank you, Roy.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, this is Sherry, and I have more comments for you today. The first one comes from Facebook from Chantal Leroy. And they say, I went to see my husband who is in recovery. It is not by chance, but an absolute divine experience. As I walked the cross, I just cried when I stood underneath. I cannot begin to explain what came over me. It was absolutely a feeling of utter love. And that was a really nice comment. We love to hear these comments, so please send these in to us. Okay, Debbie M. from Ingram, Texas said, wow, how awesome. This place is truly awesome. The spirit and power of God is so strong you can physically feel it. An incredible work of art. The cross and the sculptures are beautiful. I feel like I'm walking on holy ground there. Take a picture there and see all the angel orbs. It's just too cool. I also received the glory dust. Don't know what it is, but it is awe-inspiring. Don't miss this garden. From Alan and Barbara LaRogue from San Antonio, Texas. I have visited your place, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, twice already. My husband and I experienced the goodness of God on our first trip and even more on our recent visit amidst the battle of infertility treatments. Thank you for building a place to honor and praise God. And we pray that you will have a beautiful, blessed, gorgeous, wonderful, healthy baby. In Jesus' name, amen. Just thought I'd throw that in. God bless all who visit this beautiful place to worship our Maker. I love the Lord so much. Roynell Jimenez from Eagle Pass, Texas. Richard Miller sent in, blessed to have this beautiful spiritual place in our town. Just go and feel and accept the peace and love and joy in this special place. This place is beautiful. Thank you. Sylvia Sanchez from San Antonio, Texas. And the last one I will have for you today is from Innshampton, Kerrville, Texas. And they say, God bless you. And please join us again next week, because I'll always have some more comments to share with you. And I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. That's all for now.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross.
You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.